Hello.
Hello there, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, is there a woman that I can speak to?
This is she.
Okay. Does any member of your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, television, or the internet?
No, sir.
Thank you. Since you answered no to the question, we can go ahead and continue with the survey. Are you a registered voter?
I am.
Okay. And are you in a place where we can talk safely and you're not at risk of an accident or anything, correct? You're not driving?
Correct.
Okay. And let me see. Next question. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody in the nation. May I ask, what is your race, please?
African American.
Thank you.
Hello.
And if you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
50.
Okay.
You want specific age?
No, it's okay. It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I will vote.
Is that a definitely?
That's definitely.
Thank you. Next question. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? In your opinion?
More important.
Okay. Somewhat or much more?
More. Very, very, very more.
Okay. And in your own words, what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual? Just a short one sentence would be nice.
Trump is an asshole.
Okay. I can't write that down. I have to type it in. So, can you reword that, please?
The presidential candidates. What's a good talking? What's good? I can't come up with a good word, so just put something in there. Presidential candidates are very important this year.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Next question. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, the way it's heading, possibly very dissatisfied, depending on where and how and why, what president we get.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
Would that be a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
Sure, strongly.
Strongly, thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay, thank you. Now I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of a voting issue it is for you, where zero is non-important and 10 is very important. First issue, expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl. From 0
very
to 10.
Very important. 10.
So a 10. Okay, thank you. Next issue, banning assault weapons.
10.
Thank you. Next one, addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality material care before, during, and after birth.
That is a 10.
Okay, thank you. And next one, improving K through 12 public school education.
That is a big 10.
Thank you. And next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you. Next one, raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
10.
Thank you. Next one, reducing crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. And the last one on here, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
That is a big 10.
Thank you. Moving on, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose up to two issues here. I'm going to go down the list, and then you can choose up to two. First one being improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. The next one is combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. The next one is stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Next one, stopping our hard-fought for rights, freedoms from being rolled back. Next one, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Next one, tackling inflation and improving the economy. And the last one, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president.
Let's go with the, for sure, the last two.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. Okay. You can also say that you have no opinion or never heard of that person. So first entity would be Democrats in Congress. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Let's go 100.
Thank you, 100. The next one, next person is Cornel West.
10 about Cornel West.
Okay. But you want me to do no opinion or never heard of him?
Let's do no opinion.
Okay. And next person, Donald Trump.
He is a 0 on my board.
Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris.
She's a 100.
Thank you. And next one, Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Next person, Barack Obama.
100.
Thank you. And last person on here, J.D. Vance.
Vance, I think. I've heard of him, so let's do...
I can tell you
nope.
Who he is.
Who is he? Isn't he Trump running mate?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Let's do a 0.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each statement, please tell me whether you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat agree, strongly disagree, or just that.
Okay.
So the first statement is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be victim to sexist attacks against her because she's a woman. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Let's go somewhat agree.
Okay, so I agree. Thank you. Next statement. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for black women in America.
I'm going to go strongly disagree.
Okay, strongly disagree. Thank you. The next one. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Moving on, now I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues. And this is between Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. So first issue is fixing the immigration system.
Well, we know it won't be Donald, so I'm going to go with Kamala.
Okay. And would you say somewhat better or much better for her that she would do?
Much better.
Thank you. Next issue, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Let's go Kamala with what's the options again?
Okay, your options are Harris, much better. Harris,
much better.
Harris, somewhat better. Okay. Next issue, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women. Harris, much better?
Yes.
Thank you. Next issue, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Harris, much better.
Thank you. And the last one on here, improving K-12 public school education.
Harris, much better.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sticking with me on the line. We're almost done, okay? Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in the 2024 elections. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not convincing at all. The first one says, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights.
Okay.
So would you give from a zero to a 10, where 0 means that it is not convincing at all reason
okay.
for you?
So let's 10. That's a 10.
A 10. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next one. There are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change. But instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. With the power of our vote, we can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off our streets.
Ten,
thank you. Next one. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. If it's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And then you said much more, correct?
Correct.
Yes. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. First one being Instagram. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. What about Facebook? Yes or no?
Yes.
What about YouTube?
Yes.
What about TikTok?
Yes.
And last one on here, Twitter or X?
No.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. And that's regarding what is the last year of schooling that you have completed. You can just say it.
Mine's an associate degree.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often do you say you attend church or religious services? Once a week, twice a week, once a month, twice a month, hardly ever?
Once a week.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative person, somewhat conservative, a moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, unemployed, retired?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. That concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. We really thank you very much, and have a nice night, okay?
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.